The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots to talk about in the sports world. As always, never at a loss. You know, I'm thinking about this just because of who I've got up and running with me here. Jeff Rich and Fred Wallen in Southern California. Jeff and I both in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. But I just want to throw this out there, Fred, because I want to get you inspired right away.
All right.
You know, I usually like what this guy has to say, and I know you don't. However, the other day he said something so outlandish and so ludicrous on television, I got to bring it to the light. It's none other than your guy, your favorite guy, Bill Walton. And he was talking about Michael Jordan and saying that Michael Jordan was just an average athlete. That's when I said, Bill, you're too much of a deadhead, and I think something got a little bit to your head. But on the other side, we'll break that down along with some other things, obviously. Keep it close. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. You can be anywhere. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. Got the cars behind us. Some old school 80s stuff for Fred Wallen and Jeff Rich, as well as you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Again, hit us up on Twitter at Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Before we went to break, I threw something out there. I'm going to throw a few things out there to discuss in this segment, guys. First and foremost, the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard out of Bill Walton's mouth when he says that Michael Jordan was just an average athlete. That's when I said, yo, Bill, slow down or maybe get off of that funky stuff, because at the end of the day, man, Michael Jordan was an incredible athlete, so I'm not quite sure what he's talking about. You know, Dave Pasch and him do a lot of games together. I happen to know Dave Pasch. I think Dave Pasch is very solid when it comes to broadcasting, and obviously they put him with Bill Walton because of that, let's be honest. Again, but I truly enjoy Bill Walton because this is a guy that at one point – hated the microphone, hated to have people talk to him, couldn't talk. But now look at him. He's like a guy that just won't stop. And sometimes that's where he gets in trouble. But truly, for the most part, I enjoy his stories. I enjoy listening to him. But this one, Fred, I'm on the same page with you. A little over the top, a little too much. Michael Jordan, maybe the best athlete I've ever seen. So for him to say he was an average athlete, I think that something got to his head.
Well, here's our problem with Bill Walton. He just keeps talking and talking and talking, and many times he just puts himself in a hole, and he doesn't know when to stop. And obviously he knows the game of basketball, so that's yes. On one side. But on the other side, when he talks about anything else, he's just babbling. And that's why I cannot – and this is no joke, folks. And again, I'm a UCLA fanatic, and he was one of the greatest basketball players. I'm talking Walton in the history of the game. If it hadn't been for injuries, he'd have been one of the great centers in the history of the NBA, and he's still one of the good centers in the history of the NBA. But the point I'm trying to make, as a broadcaster, he stinks. As a broadcaster, he turns me off. Now, look it. I don't have the Pac-12 network on. I have DirecTV, so I miss a lot of the games anyways, unless I can watch it on the little iPhone, but it's not the same. But
sure.
The point I'm trying to make is, so when UCLA is on ESPN and Walton does it, I'm in a very tough situation, and I will not listen or watch that game if Walton is there. That's no joke. Every 5 or 6 minutes, I'll tune in for like 30 seconds just to look at the score, and then I'll go watch something else. That's what Walton has done to me, but he kisses the behind of Larry Scott, the Pac-12 commissioner, so often that he saves himself the job, and he has become their number one guy, which is fantastic in my mind.
Well, look, I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, he knows the game of basketball, and it's his job to be somewhat colorful, right? I mean, he's the color commentator. Sure. So he is supposed to add something to the broadcast. And what I would like to have him add is share the stories about when you were playing and that kind of stuff, a lot like the other greats do when they're talking about the game. Don't start talking about subjects that you really don't have an understanding of. I think that that's when people get in trouble. Jeff, look, again, I love Bill Walton for the most part, but this one got me scratching my head, and I was sitting there actually finding myself, like, I wanted to call you, Fred, first and foremost, but second of all, sat there and I said to myself, oh my God, I see what Fred is talking about right now. And that, at one, I was like, I can't be like this. But Jeff, your thoughts about Bill Walton and that crazy commentary about how Michael Jordan, just an average athlete.
Well, first of all, I think it's hilarious that, you know, these guys that are calling the game, offering their color, you know, they're not without opinion, but they're crossing over and becoming the story. We saw it with Charles Barkley, both with his little dust-up with DeMarcus Cousins and Daryl Morey of the Houston Rockets. We saw it earlier in the season with Bandakich and then the Iowa head coach, Fran McCaffrey, to the point where he was going to need security to call a Big Ten basketball game. Now, I think that these players and these former players like to take shots at each other. I think it's just a form of gamesmanship. Who was it that said that Larry Bird would have just been another player if he was black?
Right. No. Look, you make some good points. And, you know, DeMarcus Cousins saying he doesn't respect Charles Barkley, and Barkley being a little tough on guys in general. When I hear Charles Barkley, a lot of it to me, I sometimes say to myself, is this just kind of sour grapes? Is this just Charles, like, kind of, you know, getting after somebody just to do it? But a lot of times I do like what Charles Barkley says too. And again, I think Fred, I mean, is he another guy that takes it a little too far and doesn't necessarily know when to zip it at some point?
Charles Barkley, of course.
Yeah.
There's little question about that. I think, at one point people were talking about him as governor of Alabama. Give me a break. I think he's forgotten where he's come from, first of all, because the point is, obviously, I don't think he understands the average human being. Now, I'm talking about Charles Barkley here. He's a Republican through and through. He's rich through and through. Yeah, you know, he had a tough childhood, but I mean, since then, he's been ultra rich, and money, you know, for other people is harder to come by. So if you listen to him closely, he doesn't get the fact that a lot of people are really struggling in this country. So if that's my thought about Charles Barkley.
Well, I mean, look, and that's easy for him to say. Let's be honest, Fred. You know, he's not struggling. The guy makes millions and millions of dollars to talk about a game that he played very well. Round mound of rebound. And look, again, another guy that I know he knows the game. I really do. And again, I think that's one of the best shows on TV. I don't know about you guys, but I love watching Inside the NBA with Kenny, Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, and Shaq. And you know what? I've grown to kind of appreciate Shaq to a certain degree too. And Shaq is okay in small doses. Look, the bottom line is, I think, you know, all of these guys know the game. You know, and we can't take that away from them. But at some point, obviously, just like you or myself, we're all going to say something that we shouldn't say, or we're going to say a statement that is a blanket statement, or a statement that is going after somebody individually and whatnot. And then we're going to have to pay the price for it. But ultimately, again, they know the game. I just found that comment to just be like, whoa. Bill, I have your back so often, and then you're going to go out and do me like this? I just was, like, scratching my head, and I couldn't believe it. It's just – I mean, can you imagine saying that Michael Jordan is an average athlete? Come on.
And Andy, let me just say this. One of the reasons I don't like Walton, and I started not liking him, was that the college basketball game, last time I checked, was 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
He'll change his opinion from the first 6 minutes – 10 minutes later, he'll have exactly the opposite of opinion on something. That's what I'm talking about, too. Stick to it. You know, if you're going to say something, stick to it. But if he's talking about the game itself and he changes his mind every 10 minutes or so, and you have to listen closely to him, but he does do that. That's why I stopped listening to him. But again, he kisses the behind of Larry Scott, the Pac-12 commissioner. Every show, if you listen, hey, we got the greatest commissioner and the greatest league and this and that. And the bottom line is that's why he's the number one guy, actually, on ESPN. And they always get him in for the best games, and they ship him up to Seattle, and they bring him back to Los Angeles. And whatever the case might be. So I'm at a loss when UCLA is on ESPN because I know the odds are it's going to be Walton, and then Fred's in a tough situation. So Fred can't watch much of the game, and so it hurts. On Saturday, of course, the game was on Fox, so I knew that he wouldn't be doing it, so I definitely watched it, and they won.
Hey, Fred, speaking... you got to tell me what's wrong with Larry Scott when we get back to break.
I'd love to.
Okay, no worries. And we'll dissect that a little bit. And Fred likes something that, you know, they were doing in the Pac-12 the other day. So let's get into that a little bit. And I'm talking about having kids have to sit out and play their sophomore year, not their freshman year. We'll get into that and we'll dissect it a little bit. But I also want to get into some Tiger Woods because Fred Wallen told me this guy's going to win another championship. I don't think he's winning another major championship, and right now, he's not even playing golf. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen hanging out with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich as well. But he and I both in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Follow us as well. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Before the break, we kind of threw a few things at you once again with a little bit about what's going on with the Pac-12. And, Fred, I'll let you kind of tell us a little bit more about what they're trying to do in the Pac-12 with young kids coming into college. And I think we could probably have a pretty good conversation on that because I know how Jeff likes college hoops as well. And it'd be interesting to hear his take on it. But throw out what you do or don't like about Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12.
All right. Here's the deal. All Larry's good. He's made a lot of money for the conference. That's on one side. On the other side, he's hurt the fans tremendously because of his pushing for television on every network. He's got 6 o'clock starts in Seattle, 6 o'clock starts in Phoenix, 6 o'clock starts in Los Angeles, 6 o'clock starts in San Francisco. Folks can't get there. There is too much traffic. And if you watch most of these Pac-12 games now that start early, if it seats 10,000, let's say at the Galen Center in Southern California or Pauley Pavilion in Southern California, I don't care what they announce at 6,000 or 7,000, there's lucky to be 2,000 to 3,000 fans there. So they're hurting the local fandom in all these cities. That's A. Point
just because
B,
because it's an oddball time, it's tough for people to get there.
Impossible. They get off work and there's traffic in L.A. or San Francisco takes you forever, and Phoenix too takes you forever, so you don't go. I mean, you
I'm just trying to
go.
Clarify. I'm just trying to clarify it and make it real easy in layman's terms so people totally get what you're saying. It's an oddball time, difficult for scheduling, but obviously very good for ESPN programming. So there's a conflict of interest here is what I'm trying to say. Go ahead.
All right. Now, but the biggest thing is the fact that many of the cable and satellite systems will not carry the Pac-12. But DirecTV, which has the most sports fans, does not carry the Pac-12. And listen, I'm anti-DirecTV in a lot of situations, but in this case, DirecTV is 100% correct, and the Pac-12 is 100% wrong, and I'm going to tell you why. That the DirecTV carries the Big Ten network. It carries the SEC. When the Mountain West Conference had a TV package, they carried that. So it's not DirecTV not wanting to carry it. What Larry Scott is asking is the following. He wants the Pac-12 to be on what is called the basic tier, which is like the one that the lowest level. So everybody gets it. So they get paid by every single person that has the tier, which is every single person on DirecTV, which is 20 million consumers right now watching DirecTV. The Big Ten is quite happy being on the sports tier. The SEC is quite happy being on the sports tier. The Mountain West Conference, when it had a TV network, was on the sports tier. Who the hell is Larry Scott to say that the Pac-12 is better than the Big Ten or better than the SEC or better than the Mountain West Conference? Well, you can make arguments. What I'm saying to you is that DirecTV would carry it in a second. All they're asking for, we want to put you on the sports tier so people like Andy and Jeff and Fred, the people that want to watch it, pay for it, and nobody else needs to pay for it. But Larry Scott's an egomaniac, and he went in with that, and he hasn't backed off that. Now, this is the second consecutive year since the Pac-12 network started.
Yeah.
We have not been able to watch any Pac-12 games. Fortunately, a friend of mine is very technologically oriented, so I can get it on my iPad by punching some numbers up, but it's not the same, and I can get it on my TV if I let my friend in the house, but
sure.
the Shelty barks, and so he, because I can't do it, but it's very simple. You get something called Chromecast, and you can send it from your iPhone to the TV set. But the point is, I shouldn't have to do that. It should be on DirecTV, but Larry Scott won't back off. So those are my two reasons why I'm antagonistic toward Larry Scott.
Go ahead,
And when you get around the stadiums, I can only speak for what I see here in San Pedro, Arizona State. Half the campus bars can't show the game that's being played right down the street because they have DirecTV. I know that a lot of them did sign up for cable.
Yeah.
And the expectation of DirecTV is kind of, or the expectation of Larry Scott for DirecTV is a little bit strange because on the Cox Cable Network, it's on the sports tier. Pac-12 Network doesn't come like ESPN and everything else on the basic tier. So I completely understand where you're coming from on that. But we have to realize that before the Pac-12 Network, these games would just be not televised. So
Jeff, I disagree with you. Every UCLA game is televised in LA on Fox Sports West. Every USC game was televised on Fox Sports West, or what they call Prime Ticket. I got every single UCLA and SC game locally here in Los Angeles. Now I get about half. None of the preseason games, because they're all on the Pac-12 network, and about half the Pac-12 games in the conference season are on the Pac-12 network too. No, I got every single game here in Los Angeles and Southern California, and I'm sure people in San Francisco got all the Stanford and Cal games.
Yeah.
And the former Cal athletic director, Sandy Barber, who's left now, she went nuts when she found out. She actually had to switch to a different system. And now she's the new athletic director, but she left Cal. So she got upset at Larry Scott. Larry Scott's an egomaniac, and because he's not willing to back down. I'm going to say one more time. There is no logical reason for DirecTV not to carry the Pac-12 unless the Pac-12 is asking for something that the Big Ten's not asking for, the SEC's not asking for. You guys out there, you tell me, across America, the 50 states, would most people consider the Pac-12 that much better than the SEC or the Big Ten?
All I know is this. No, totally not. But all I know is this, is I do get the Pac-12 network. I don't have DirecTV. I've got Cox Cable. So I do get the Pac-12 network. I watch a lot of the games. But you know what? I don't know if it's similar to what DirecTV has going with the NFL, where they can only put them on DirecTV, whereas obviously I can't get it on Cox Cable. I don't know if that's the deal or what, and maybe they're locked into that. But again, I have no clue on the behind the scenes. But ultimately, eventually, I do think they'll get it right. Speaking of getting it right, this is something you like Larry Scott for. Tell Jeff about this, and let's see where we go with this one.
Well, what the Pac-12 said last week was, and they voted on this, they want to make freshmen ineligible, at least in basketball. And what they're really saying to the National Basketball Association, we don't like your rule that a kid has to go 1 year to school because the one-and-done thing hurts the college game, and the college kid should have the high school kid should have the right to leave after his high school senior season. What the Pac-12 is basically trying to push the NBA up against the wall. Andy and I disagree on this. The reason that the NBA has got this, you got to play at least 1 year in college, is because, not because they care about the kids, it's so the veteran players can play longer in the NBA. That's why that thing got voted in, and that's the only reason that thing got voted in. And now they're talking about, hey, they may make it a two-year thing. But the point is, the Pac-12 now is asking the other four power conferences to make freshmen ineligible in basketball. All right, so that means that a kid out of high school wouldn't be able to play for one full season. So they're trying to back the NBA into a corner and saying, well, if the power conferences don't take these kids are going to go to Europe or to China or to Israel or someplace like that and play basketball. Mm-hmm. And that's not what the NBA wants. So they're trying to push the NBA into a corner. In this case, I think the Pac-12 is correct. I don't know if the Pac-12 will win. I don't know if the other four power conferences will agree. But I think it's a great idea to push the NBA, because this is a situation where if a kid wants to go out of high school, look, a 19-year-old won the slam dunk yesterday, Levine from UCLA. So the point is, an 18 or 19-year-old kid is not going to get a concussion because he's playing in the NBA. It's not the same thing as an 18-year-old kid playing against 25 and 30-year-old men in the National Football League. Basketball is a different game.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, you know, Adam Silver wants to go the other way with this. He wants to make up the age to 20, and I think that it's because of the one-and-done thing. He'd rather have two-and-dones. I'd prefer to see them go with an NFL model and make these guys, stay on campus for 3 years.
No, but you see, Adam Silver Adam Silver in that case is getting pushed by the Players Association. The Players Association would rather have these kids never come in to the NBA so they can keep their jobs. I mean, they're battling for $3-4 million dollars a year.
I'd rather that they go to college and not. I mean, both the college and the NBA game are being destroyed because you have to take guys like Anthony Bennett. You have to take guys like Zach LaVine in the first round versus letting them develop at college, letting them play for 3 years under Calipari or whoever, and becoming players that can play right away in the NBA. Everybody's not Kevin Garnett or LeBron James. Those guys are the extreme exception to the rule. And if we see more college seniors, we're going to see better college basketball, and we're going to see better NBA rookies.
Yeah, and you forgot to mention Kobe Bryant in that breath too. But look, here's the deal, guys. I hate to say this, but we're not disagreeing about a lot of stuff, Fred. What we're disagreeing about is I feel it's an opportunity for somebody to go out and make money. I don't care about their age. And the bottom line is this. Whose right is it for someone to tell somebody they can or can't go out and make a living? You know what? Basically what they're trying to say – and look, again, I think – those years between 18 and 21 at college are special. You can't replace them. You grow up a tremendous amount. You become a different person. You learn how to deal with different cultures, different people, and everything. But bottom line is, man, I'm talking about the power to make money. That's all my argument is about. I don't care about the quality of the game. I should, but I don't. I'm talking about people making money. Anyways, we got to get to a break. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich and the Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be back to continue disagreeing to agree or to agree to disagree about this topic. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Again, you can catch us live here every Sunday, 11 to 1 Eastern. Fred Wallen joins me. Jeff Rich joins me. We usually get a cast of characters in here to talk sports with us, whether it's comedians or obviously sports people themselves. But love talking sports. Love opening up the phone lines. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Talking a little Pac-12 action, talking a little bit about what Larry Scott does and some of the things that Fred likes and doesn't like. But ultimately, guys, look, at the end of the day, man, all I'm talking about, I'm not talking about the quality of the game. We all know it's down. We all know it's garbage. I'm talking about telling somebody, hey, you can't go out and earn a living. I don't think that's right. That's all I'm arguing about. That's all my point is. I know that the quality of the game is not what it was, and that's obvious because guys are going out early. One and done is not a good thing for a good product. We are all on the same page. However, I'm going to go back to it. Do you think it's right for some older, richer person to tell some younger kid they can't go out and make a living and do things that they maybe never dreamed that they could have? Give their mom a house, give their mom a car, go buy themselves a house, do things that they could only dream of, and then they get the opportunity to actually have that come to them? I think that's a bunch of garbage, guys. If they have the power to do it, more power to them. I'm talking about earning and making a living.
But Andy, in this case, it's not the NCAA. In this case, it's the NBA saying the kid has to go a year to school. It's not the NCAA. In this case, it's the NCAA in basketball has no 3-year rule that you have to wait 3 years once you start. So this is totally on the National Basketball Association and the Veterans Union Committee who want to keep their jobs. That's all. It's not on the NCAA. You can come out after 1 year. You can come out for 2 years. You can come out after 3 years or four in basketball. There's no rule against basketball players coming out in the NCAA. It's
My
the
point
NBA.
Is this.
It's the NBA forcing them to go to school or go to Europe or waste a year. So it's not on the NCAA. In this case, it's not on the NCAA, and I'm not a big fan of the NCAA, but in this case, it's not on the collegiate game. It's on the pro game. They're forcing him to go. They're forcing him to go to school. Okay, what else can the kid do if he can't go to the NBA unless he goes 1 year to college or goes to Europe or Israel or somewhere else?
Understand. My point is this. Again, 1 year and done. I'm fine with it. It's about stopping a young man from going out.
But who's stopping him?
A living.
Who's stopping him?
Right now, the way
the
it's
NBA.
Set up.
The NBA.
Right now, the way it's set up. But again, if you have to make a kid sit out for 1 year in college, Fred, and then he goes there to play another year, that's 1 year where he could have gone and played and just gotten out after that. Again,
no,
it's about
no,
learning.
He can't because the NBA won't let him. So what I'm saying to you is – no, what I'm saying to you is the Pac-12 is trying to force the NBA to change its rule. That's what the Pac-12 is trying to do in this case and get the other power conferences to go along with it. In this case, the Pac-12 is correct. I agree with you. The kid should have the right to come out when he's a high school senior. Go, leave him. Tennis, they can come out at 16. They do. Nobody says anything. So, I mean, they should have every right to come out once they leave high school. But the NBA has made a rule that says you can't do that, and Adam Silver wants to double the rule, making it 2 years, so that the 35-year-old point guard who's protecting his $3 million a year job can keep it one more season because the guard from high school can't play, or the kid from college can't play now for 2 years if Silver and the players get their way. So I think in this case the Pac-12 is correct. The Pac-12 really doesn't want to make them ineligible. The Pac-12 is what the Pac-12 is saying is NBA, wake up. And what Andy Dorf is saying is correct. These kids should have the right to make money right away if they're that talented. And don't put it on us. It's on you, the NBA.
Okay. And to further that point, Jeff, I want you to jump in here. Okay. Look, we always say that the NFL is trying to protect those little kids. They're not strong enough. They're not physically capable to go out, an 18-year-old, to get hit by a 25-year-old. Okay, I think the NBA in its defense is going to say, look, at 18, you're not mature enough to go out and handle this type of success. So for everything that you want to throw one way, there's always going to be another way to look at it. So, and they both do a very good job of covering themselves with it. So at the end of the day, look, 1 year in school gets you a little bit more polished as a person. It gets you to be able to at least have to go through 1 year of different cultures and you know, interacting with different types of people. So they could make the argument, and again, I want Jeff to jump in. They could make the argument that they are looking out for that young kid to a certain degree, and it has nothing to do with keeping jobs for older players. Jeff, jump in.
Well, you know, when I graduated from high school at 17, I wanted to be a police officer. And guess what? I can't be a police officer until I'm 21. I can't work on Wall Street unless I have a degree in finance and probably a graduate degree in finance. Can't work as an engineer if I don't have an engineering degree. And you shouldn't be able to play professional sports if you're not developed like a professional athlete. And in the end, if the NBA determines that you're not 20 years old, you're not denied the chance to make a living. You're denied a chance to make a living with them as an employer. You can go to Europe. You
Good
could
point.
Do local car. You could do local car commercials. There's all sorts of things that you could do. And the NBA doesn't want to deteriorate their product by continuing to let underdeveloped high school kids that need another 2 years before they can reach the level that they need to be in order to really earn the money that they're being paid.
Those are some good points right there. You know, I mean, ultimately, look, again, I think it's about making money and, you know, it's people trying to control when people make money. And again, that's wrong. I mean, at the end of the day, we all want to go out and make money and we want to live good and we want to have fun. And I don't have a problem with an 18-year-old kid coming out. I don't think any of us do. I think we're all saying the same thing. They're going to figure this thing out.
No, Andy, we're not saying the same. Jeff just said that if the NBA wants to tell them until they're 20 they can't play, that's okay. Unless I misread what Jeff just said.
No. Look, he made a point, though. You can go play and you can make some money somewhere else.
Oh, we're sure. All saying, yeah, we go to Europe.
Yeah, you can go make money somewhere else. So in all honesty, there's just different levels of what being a professional is. If you want to be a professional European player or play in the European leagues, go right ahead. You got that freedom. You can do it. Think about guys that have done it in reverse. You know, Stefan Marbury, I think he was the first guy, if I remember correctly, back in the day when, you know, he got thrown out of the NBA. Nobody wanted his shtick anymore. And he wound up going to Europe and he got a huge contract, you know, later in his career. Look, the bottom line is, again, it's about making money, guys. And I don't think Jeff's right in what he says. We're right in what we're saying, Fred, too. You can make money on a different level in the NBA. We all know that, okay? But you can still go out and make a decent living playing in Europe if you want for a couple seasons, too. So, You can make money.
So neither of you agree with me that one of the reasons the NBA has got the one-year rule and soon to have a two-year rule is to save the veterans' jobs. Neither of you agree with me on that.
I think that's nonsense, personally. Okay. I think, again, man, I went over this with you the other day. I think talent is talent. It doesn't matter. When you get to that level,
if you're better than a
36-year-old player and you're 20, they're going to put you out there.
But wait a minute. Andy, let's be logical. The 18-year-old kid in high school, the 17-year-old kid in high school, doesn't have a union. The veteran players have the union in the NBA. So you're saying that there's no possibility that the reason that the NBA passed the one-year rule and soon to pass a two-year rule is to save the veterans' jobs, since the veterans' union is pushing the commissioner before Stern and now Stern. There's no possibility of that, right? That's not in play.
I think it's ludicrous because of the demand to go out and win. I think that's ridiculous. Jeff, go ahead.
Okay, Jeff, agree, disagree. You're saying there's no possibility that the veterans pushing for the 1 and 2 year rule is not to save their jobs.
Fred, there's so much depth in the D League. You have undrafted free agents that get on the floor. I think it's a minute problem. I appreciate your point. But I don't think that's the full logic behind it. I think it's that we have these Anthony Bennett-like drafts. You know, we saw with Michael, we saw poor drafts where you don't refresh the talent in the league, and I don't think it has anything to do with the veterans, because we want to see guys like Ray Allen play until they're 40. We want to see, we want to see guys like LeBron and Kobe play from, the age of 18 until they're 40,
And yeah. You know, it's just a simple matter of they're putting too much mileage on their bodies by coming out too early, and it's not to the detriment of the superstars.
Well, hang on. There's 30 teams in the league. The point is, so if 30 high school kids come out at 18, don't have to wait a year, that doesn't push.
See, but there's no way.
That doesn't. Hang on.
30 kids from high school 10, coming out.
Let's say 10 come out. And I think I disagree with you. I think they all think they're ready to play. So
right.
There's no way that 30 kids are coming out. Okay. So you don't think 10 18-year-olds will take the jobs of 10 35-year-olds?
I think this is what I think.
You don't think that's possible? That 10 18-year-old superstars can replace 10, the 12th guy on the team?
Here's what I think. Okay. Listen to what I'm saying. Talent wins out. If the 18-year-old kid has more talent than the 36-year-old,
but if you draft him, you're going to
play that.
Wait
guy.
A minute. Listen to what I'm saying. If 10 kids come out, you're signing them to a contract. You're not going to throw away the money, so they automatically make the team, which means one guy among the 12 or 13 will not make the team.
That is so wrong. How many?
Why is that wrong?
Because how many guys get signed and then they just dump
them?
Not at 18.
They don't dump them. Stop it, Andy.
How about Leon Smith? How about Jonathan Bender? I mean, for every guy that makes it, there's probably four or five that
absolutely
jump too early. And never took the advantage to go develop as a college player.
But they made the roster. But to find out if they make it, they have to put them on the roster, which means one veteran player is no longer on the roster. That's the point.
So you lose a job.
So Fred,
they may temporarily lose a job for a moment, and then when that guy can't cut it, they're calling that guy back up. I mean,
after the year.
Again, you're talking about a temporary thing, and this nothing is permanent here. And how many times do guys get out of contracts, or when they restructure contracts? So you know what? I hate to say it, but I totally disagree. I think the NBA, teams are more than willing to eat contracts, especially those first 3 years, man. They're not making tons and tons of money in those first 3 years. So if you might as well sign the guy, find out what you got right away, and if the guy's no good, get rid of him and lose that contract.
If you draft somebody out of high school, your fans are going to be very, very upset if you draft a bummer type player. You will find every way possible for that guy to make it. And I don't remember too many getting cut in their first season.
Well, I'd like to go and look at a bunch of these things. I mean, I have this thing, actually. I just found it. It was like the top 40, like, busts in the NBA. Where are they now? I'm going to try to find it. If I can't, I'm going to find it for next week. But ultimately, man, look, I think talent wins out. I don't think talent knows an age. And I don't think talent cares about an age, but you seem to think so. He's Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable.
Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Alrighty. Welcome back. Final segment here on what's been a pretty fun program, to be honest with you. Got to thank Fred. Got to thank Jeff for hanging out with me, as you guys do each and every week. And obviously John Poulter for putting his time in, too. But one thing I got to get in before we get out of here today, fellas. And we talked about this last week. We were a little bit ahead of the curve on it, if you will, talking about Tiger Woods and where the direction of his game has gone over the past several years. And now we find that he's taken a leave of absence. And definitely, Jeff and I have an opinion about this, Fred, but do you care to retort on what you happen to say about this guy coming back and winning another major championship?
Listen, in other sports, in baseball, Ted Williams missed 3 or 4 years. Bob Feller missed 3 or 4 years. Hank Greenberg missed a year or two. They came back. It's possible that Tiger comes back. I mean, he's one when he feels better emotionally and he feels better physically. It's not like impossible because an athlete sits out a year or two that he can't come out. He's still young enough to do so. So my point is, in my mind, he is going to come back. And in my mind, he's going to win a major. And in my mind, he's going to win a lot of other tournaments before he actually does retire.
I would love to have Tiger Woods prove me wrong, but I do think he's done. When a guy leaves the game and his interest level is just not there, then you have to question what this guy is really concerned about and what this guy's really thinking about at this point in his life. He's won so much. Does it mean that much to him anymore? I would think it would, but the game isn't showing it. Jeff, real quickly, a final thought on Tiger Woods before we get out of here.
He's got nothing left to prove. He's one of the greatest golfers of all time. He doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't need to play as a mediocre middle-of-the-road player. He could be done for good.
Yeah, again, man, I think it's sad. I mean, I'm not happy about this, and I think that that's what people got to understand. I'm not hating on the guy. I flat-out love the dude. I think he was the most incredible thing I ever saw. He made golf cool for young kids. But at this point, he's just an average Joe, and it's sad to say it, but Tiger Woods has a lot of things to really think and get right before he's back being a real touring pro, if you will. Anyways, for Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.